A man is in custody following a multiple victim stabbing investigation in Canton. Police say 24-year-old Anil Bautista of Canton was arrested Monday on a warrant charging him with three counts of felonious assault. He allegedly stabbed three men who suffered serious injuries. Court records state the incident occurred November 2nd. Bautista is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Strong winds knocked out power and caused damage across parts of Stark County Monday. More than 750 First Energy customers lost electricity in Hartville and Lake Township as wind gusts neared 50 miles per hour. Outages totaled fewer than 20 in Paris Township this morning. AEP reported six outages in Perry Township. Officials say a tree fell on a home in the 2000 block of 28th Street Northeast in Plain Township. No one was hurt. First Energy and AEP reported scattered outages in Columbiana, Portage, and Summit counties this morning. Canton police are investigating a hit-skip accident that left a pedestrian injured in the city's southwest side. The crash occurred around 9:35 Thursday night at Clarendon Avenue and 12th Street. Police say a vehicle heading south on Clarendon hit a 56-year-old man who was walking through the intersection, then fled the scene. The man was taken to Altman Hospital, where he was treated for minor injuries and released the following day. Police are asking anyone with information to contact their hit-skip investigator at 330-438-4487. A missing man was found dead after a single vehicle crash in Tuscarawas County Monday morning. 20-year-old Zachary Williams, reported missing by Newcomerstown Police the previous day, was pronounced dead at the scene on State Route 36 near Port Washington. The Highway Patrol says his pickup went over the center line, left the road, and collided with trees. Alcohol is believed to be a factor, and Williams was not wearing a seatbelt. The crash is under investigation. A former treasurer of the Columbiana County Kennel Club is facing theft and records tampering charges for allegedly stealing more than $79,000. 72-year-old Betty Jo Patterson of Masury was charged December 17th by Brookfield Township Police after a two-month investigation. Club members discovered discrepancies in October, noting the treasury report claimed $100,000, while bank statements showed only $9,000. Police say 91 checks made out to cash totaling more than $79,000 were linked to Patterson. She was removed from office and allegedly offered to repay the funds slowly or through her estate. No arraignment date has been set. Columbiana police say a woman was taken to the hospital Monday night after being struck by a private snowplow. The incident happened around 6 p.m. in a parking lot near State Routes 14 and 7. The woman's condition is not known. The incident is under investigation. A man is facing multiple charges after a domestic violence incident in Sebring. Police say 34-year-old Christopher Blanton of Canton was arrested Sunday morning at an apartment on Alabama Avenue. Blanton is accused of assaulting his girlfriend, grabbing her by the throat, and threatening several people with a knife, including juveniles. No serious injuries were reported. Blanton is charged with domestic violence, assault, and three counts of aggravated menacing. His arraignment is set for tomorrow in Mahoning County Court in Sebring. Authorities say a car and a WRTA bus collided in Youngstown this morning. The wreck occurred around 7 a.m. near Salt Springs Road and Greenwood Street, blocking the roadway. The front of both vehicles were damaged. The crash was one of many in the area due to slick roads and blowing snow. Statewide drug task forces in Ohio have made significant seizures in 2025, confiscating more than $75 million in illegal drugs, 440 firearms, and $4.1 million in cash. The Ohio Organized Crime Investigations Commission says these efforts stop traffickers before drugs hit communities. In Mahoning County, the local major drug interdiction task force executed searches at three homes, seizing 14 kilograms of cocaine, two guns, a vehicle with a hidden compartment, and nearly $30,000 in cash. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says task forces like these across the state help keep families safe and disrupt the flow of dangerous drugs. Authorities are seeking help locating a man wanted by the DEA and U.S. Marshals for possession with intent to distribute controlled substances. 25-year-old Sincere Bishop is believed to frequent the Youngstown and Cleveland areas. He is described as a black male, 5'6", and weighing 156 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force at 1-866-4-WANTED or submit an anonymous tip online. Reward money is available. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after a high-speed police chase in Boardman Saturday night. Officers say a stolen SUV reached speeds of 96 miles per hour before stopping in a front yard on West Judson Avenue. Five passengers fled, but the teen driver was caught. He faces multiple charges, including failure to comply, unauthorized use of a vehicle, and resisting arrest. Police also found a pellet gun under the driver's seat. The 1.4 million square foot former Joann Fabrics headquarters in Hudson is being prepared for new tenants. Industrial Realty Group painted a portion of the building white and removed pallet racking and conveyors to show prospective lessees what the space could look like. The Akron Beacon Journal reports about 60 companies have expressed interest, ranging from distribution and light manufacturing to tech and food products. processing. The city is also considering new zoning for the area called District 11 to allow restaurants, residences, and other amenities, providing options for employees working in the corridor. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.